Blog Talk Radio. Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode indeed of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So indeed, very thankful to the Most High, very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. I'll tell these very precious words. The Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, under His cause has He told me that I have some very important things for Him, for His cause, that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I only can be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. And men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, my brothers and sisters, if they could. I said, if they could, to destroy. Well, unto this cause, in revealing these things, giving consideration to so much, that man being unwilling to recognize the dimensions of what has been his confusion, choosing to seek to consider, the brother says, what is necessary for our healing. Under this cause, I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, I thank you all. Yes, I thank you all for listening. Well, we've been talking about some very powerful issues of late. Very, very powerful issues of late. Truths, my brothers and sisters, that many go their entire lives never having considered one time. We've been speaking of late about the fact, there's no question about it, early church, in fact, the church that truly knew to seek beyond all worldliness, and talking about how it was murdered. Yes, I said murdered. In the very earliest centuries of this common era. And the fact of the matter, my brothers and sisters, the present diversities we see among us, especially considering that 1 Corinthians 3:1 through 4 says that if strife and divisions exist among us, we are still yet worldly. And the church is supposed to be a place that men could come where standard is raised to discern beyond all worldly presumptuousness and unrighteousness. Well, discerning that instead of this, we see some, 45,000 denominations? Very much so in that respect, then, my brothers and sisters, though they claim to be monotheists, quite polytheists, in that men have accepted them all under the banner of what they want to call Christianity. We discern, my brothers and sisters, that this multitude of contradictions is evident that from the time that there was the intrusions, and I want you to understand something more than intrusions, so many who never realized just how much more they needed to diligently seek the wisdom of Yah, not recognizing truly what an oath unto Him truly is, to seek all His will, that There be no divisions among us. None be left out, discerning the covenant. Well, my brothers and sisters, because few realize just how much more diligent we really truly need to be to attain to what the Most High calls a covenant, an agreement, a hope of forgiveness and atonement with Him. Well, many, seeing all the diversitude of disagreeing institutions in this world, accepting it simply because of what they see, if they were born into a society to pervade, you have dared to realize that what we see in the world today is actually, my brothers and sisters, as a result of worldly intrusion. An institution that never recovered, my brothers and sisters, from having been a habitation merely to flatter, even fatally flatter the people after the designs of men. No salvation then in it, my brothers and sisters, for the Most High is one, and that's the very first command we're told that we must revere, that we must seek Him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might for all that is His will, that we genuinely love one another. How about defend the truth for the good of one another? That we might be saved, that we might be one, that we might find atonement. Think about it. Rome murdered literally millions of believers in the early centuries. Messiah himself, you don't know what I'm talking about, perhaps it might be good to, well, I know it would be good to examine on my website, hiddengospel.com, an article called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. Discern the opening of the seven seals, my brothers and sisters. Be good to check out that article. The shows from the last couple of nights have gone into this issue. When the scripture said, Messiah said himself, all the prophets prophesied in advance, the apostles even said it, that after the intrusions of the principalities and powers, of the perditious principalities and powers, men will be greatly deceived. No salvation in it. Those who believe the pretense, this misrepresentation, scripture said, did not say they'd be saved, but damned. 2 Thessalonians 2:7 through 14. And Messiah must come to expose all this lawlessness, all this mass misrepresentation. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, the spell of misconceit might be broken. The people might be delivered. Well, like I said, Rome murdered literally millions in the first centuries. Messiah said that time of great tribulation immediately following the destruction of Jerusalem. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, Jerusalem, well, was considered a stumbling block to the imperialist regimes of Rome. In the expectation of a world being judged by the wisdom of one, Rome, my brothers and sisters, saw that as a direct threat against what they call Pax Romana, an idea of peace, an idea of what they call salvation, but not after the will of one, but after the misdesigns of many. They saw the preservation of all their variant pantheons of contentious gods, false gods, because somehow my brothers and sisters being under the preservation of their systemic, ultimately then what must be misruled. The Most High is one. Divide and conquer tactic. Preservation of confusion. They had no concept of a Holy Spirit after which all might be agreed perfectly as one. So they compelled the people to believe because there could be deliverance. After a mass of contentions, false gods, whatever had been licensed by the state, though these standards were in definite disagreement. Scripture said there'd be a murderous time, great tribulation, but such that if those days were not shortened, no flesh would be saved, no elect flesh would be saved. There would be no remnant for these latter days, my brothers and sisters. The word for saved there means preserved. Preserved for this latter day. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, no question about it, Rome continued to murder. I said Rome continued to murder until they thought to perceive that all who knew the truth, all who had the righteous expectation contained in the scriptures, were either silenced or would not speak. But still, that yet in these latter days, the Most High has promised he would send a prophet to speak, but others would not speak. Holy Spirit, Spirit after which prophets should work, if they're true, seek to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, to prove all sins. How about to show us past all the divisions that are among us? Because certainly people not agreed, or cannot agree in the name of the Most High, are not worthy to be preserved, not worthy, my brothers and sisters, to be called the light of the world. They can only dishonor the Most High, but never truly in all things praise him. Such disjunct thinking is not unto the glory and the honor of the Most High, nor is it a worthy offering unto him. Most High is one. Zephaniah 3:13 says his people must do no iniquity, speak no lies, no deceitful tongue in the midst. And that is the people that he would call worthy of preservation. Look at Zephaniah 3:13. And like I said, my brothers and sisters, 1,000 years, Aramaic, in fact, relates that in Daniel 11th chapter, in the original Aramaic, relates that that system that persecuted the early church, corrupted the early church, compelled men to trust in a multitude of varying ideals after which they could not become again as long as these ideas remained a strong people. No. Scriptures related that nothing would bring recovery, full recovery, unto the will of one until Messiah himself returns to preach again the true gospel of the kingdom. Well, like I said, 1,000 years, my brothers and sisters, of men functioning under that, let's just say, the charades a Western imperialist, terrorist, misconceit, not discerning the first command of all, that we must seek the Most High with all minds, hearts, souls, and might, that there be no divisions among us, that we represent the Most High rightly. Like I said, the scripture says, whenever men would turn toward righteousness, the fullness of what is divine will, turn away from transgression, the system would seek to make them a prey. Isaiah 59. 1,000 years under this oppression, a silencing of the mouths of those who spoke of old. And somehow, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, think about it. It says that what would terminate or bring somewhat to an end the masses of these overt murderous times. Well, scripture said, my brothers and sisters, in men, my brothers and sisters, being sedated after the ways of this world, a rise of false prophets. That's what it says in Matthew 24. And again, my brothers and sisters say there will be a time that men will look for the word of the Most High and would not find it. Amos 8:11 through 12 says the same. Then after 1,000 years, the so-called Protestant Reformation, a multitude of differing doctrines, my brothers and sisters, protesting, but my brothers and sisters, have they really truly awakened? And have we really truly awakened, and men truly awakened in these institutions beyond all misconceits? If they had, my brothers and sisters, beyond every lie unto the pure foundation and expectation the Most High declared, to discern truly what is godliness, all there's a need to read Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4. And these multitude of divisions would not exist. How is it that men have sought for forgiveness of sins, oneness with the Most High, after a multitude of institutions that cannot agree? Doesn't even make sense. I've said it before, I will say it again. In the early centuries, they murdered the church. Read Revelation 13. Understand the scripture says that men have thought was the church since. Horns like a lamb speaks as a dragon. The total pretense. Still functioning after the same precepts and ideas of that Romish Western polytheist system that earlier on murdered the saints. I'll go ahead and say a little bit about the seven seals. Revelation 6, the white horse rider is actually Messiah who will come to reprove the world in the latter days, who sends forth the gospel to bring peace to the world. What did Messiah say? You'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then the end shall come. What was he talking about at the end? How about the end of Jerusalem? They haven't taught that as they really should have. My brothers, look at the chronology of Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. Look at the chronology very closely, where it keeps on saying after that, and then. Series of events, my brothers and sisters, leading to this present day. My brothers and sisters, began long ago. Mankind oftentimes is chosen not to acknowledge what history directly relates in conjunction with the prophecies. If everyone were to put these things together, they know that the present system is by no means true what the Most High himself intended. Like I said, there was a Protestant Reformation. But my brothers and sisters, I say again, have men really returned to that initial pure foundation? Have they sought beyond every lie? Have they sought the truth, my brothers and sisters, fully, that they had not known among the nations, that the people might genuinely convert? Oh, my brothers and sisters, I think not. Isaiah, I want to talk about these scriptures. Isaiah 59 chapter talks about truth being hid. Men have fallen short, far from it, made for themselves crooked paths in which they should not know peace. We need to talk about that scripture, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 59. We talked about it the last couple of nights. What did the Most High say with his friends? Yohanan, John 15:14 say, you my friends, if you do everything I command you. There be no divisions among us. None be left short of the mark. None remain blinded. That my brothers and sisters, they be brought forth to the Most High after purity and completion. A standard with which the Most High should be pleased. He said, you're my friends, if you do everything I command you, it means you're adversaries and enemies. If you would defy that premise, the Most High does not change. He changes not. He upholds all his word. Everything is commanded. His word should not return to him void. He said, you're my friends, if you do everything I command you. Meaning those who refuse to understand that the Most High, his very name means to declare that he is all that he is. Whether my brothers and sisters would seek to be justified after someone else's misadministrative misinstructions, false law, will be exposed, the scripture says in Isaiah 59:19-21, when Messiah shall be sent by the Most High to raise up a standard which will expose all his enemies as ungodliness. Something a whole world has for many ages till now still yet despised. The idea of one standard being raised. And many haven't understood. They call Whoever would stand against the Messiah, they call him an Antichrist. Wow. Wilson never understood the trickeration in the term. Number one, anti. That's what we need to look at that concept. What it mean in the Greek? Anti. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, the word itself relates the idea by something that would, they should say a suppositional substitute. A substitute? There is no substitute. It's one Savior. One chosen one, my brothers and sisters, who will sit upon the judgment seat. It also relates to representative. What about this representative, my brothers and sisters, does not represent the Most High rightly? And we've already talked about how this very term, Christ, is Greco-Roman, polytheist in its origin. But their concept of a Christ was one anointed after the varying ideals and favored after the varied ideals of many, not one. And they took away from you the term that relates the anointed one of the one Most High. They didn't even want it continuing to remain in their vocabulary. Concept of the one called the Kurdi. One after who the very, if you look at it closely, you'll find that the church was named in expectation of him to bring men out from all the misconceits of the world, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to expose all unrighteousness, whoever it is that would hide the truth from you. In fact, my brothers and sisters, to expose every institution that claims to be light that would keep you in darkness. Well, they took those terms, those terminologies away from you. They sought to cast them even out from the language of the people. So you wouldn't understand the true church had the expectation of one who would come to do all these things, to expose all this unrighteousness. True church, my brothers and sisters, was the people that came together seeking the Most High, and in all things they may be right, true, and right to Him, expecting the one who comes. That Scripture says, what? All the nations, all the people shall wait for, seek after His law, seeking the exceeding law of the Most High beyond all the varying controversies of man. Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, and that differences, else you shall not enter the holy kingdom. You shall not enter into, my brothers and sisters, what is set apart and consecrated purely unto Himself. He will allow none of the perversions of man into that kingdom. In fact, the Most High said He never said He would preserve any of them. Well, when you add all these things up, you realize what the Scriptures are actually saying. It says Messiah Himself must come to restore the covenant. Messiah Himself must come to expose the pretense. And when the Scriptures say that, speak about Him for whom you are waiting, you really need to understand what that Scripture is saying. Why do you wait for this one? Why should you be waiting for this one? The Scripture said would expose as wicked all your leaders, your kings, your priests. I'm talking about Isaiah 40:27-41:4, Malachi 2:15, or second chapter period, to around 2:16-3:4. Why should you look for this one who exposes all your kings and all your priests as ungodly men who never taught the fullness of the gospel? Why should you look for him? It is because, my brothers and sisters, after this multitude of corrupt ways and differences that are in this world, there has been no hope. You seek him that hope, my brothers and sisters, unto genuine atonement, genuine salvation, genuine awakening, truth of the Most High, might again be in the world. But your leaders, my brothers and sisters, have not sought that you understand that. Isaiah 57:10 talks about how you trusted in your rulers and you gave them the praise that really belongs to the Most High. Read Isaiah 57 closely. So you're weary. What does it mean when I say weary? Many of these not only become weary or weakened, my brothers and sisters, but not even discerned how much more they need to seek the Most High. They see so many different standards. They believe the Most High accepts all these diversities. What Scripture say in Malachi, they call evil good and good evil, and say the Most High delights in such. Hey, not discerning the need to discern beyond all these corruptions. Men have become proud in their own ways, not perceiving that in this there's no hope for peace or agreement. You say you waste away yourself with the guilt. How about the faulty conscience we created after your own devices, your own hands? Therefore, people didn't even know to pray for a petition the Most High for a raising of conscience, if you will, that there might be true repentance. Isaiah 59:14 says, Most High have looked and saw justice turned away backward. Men have perverted it, called evil good and good evil. Justice stands afar off. Truth is fallen in the street. Equity cannot enter. Nobody wants to hear the greater righteousness of Yah beyond what they seek to trust, afraid to find out just how much more they need to seek Yah. And judgment is turned away backward. Justice stands afar off. Truth has fallen in the street. And equity cannot enter. Yea, truth is hid. He departs from evil, makes himself a prey. Who would turn away from all these diversitudes of unrighteousness, seeking the Most High himself, and let's say for faith in him beyond the multitude of diverse standards that have created so much doubt. He says, man, have so persecuted unrighteous and sought to be justified in their selfish ambitions. 15th verse says, yea, truth has been hid. He that departs from evil makes himself a prey. Most High saw it, and he was not pleased. But in this, there was no justice. And he said he saw there was no man, and wondered there was no, King James says, no intercessor. Some texts say, none to help. How about none who petitioned for the fullness of divine will, that men might discern how to repent? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Think about it. Ancient Israel had a chance, as does the world. When there is a priest in the midst who discerns the covenant, who can petition the Most High according to his fullness. But today, my brothers and sisters, we see people, after a multitude of varied and partial and polluted standards, petitioning for righteousness according to what might be their various political, national, or pseudo-religious ideals. The Most High say there would be atonement after the word that is from the beginning, at one with the Most High, forgiveness after the word that is from the beginning, after a multitude of fallen standards, after absolutely none. So the Scripture says the Most High would send the one he calls his trusted arm, would bring again salvation for him. That his righteousness, true righteousness, shall be upheld. How many discern, my brothers and sisters, what this means? You need to ask the question why there were those among the leadership in Israel that the Messiah healed certain individuals. You ask, say, which is easier? Most one question say, they say, I forgive. Stand up and walk. And people ask, who is this? The leaders especially ask, who is this that forgives even sins? But there were those who were thought to be under certain maladies because of the sins of their forefathers. Wow. My brothers and sisters, of course, the leaders were going to ask Messiah by what authority he did this. Hey, was he a scribe, a Pharisee, a Sadducee, a zealot, an Essene? My brothers and sisters, came from a higher authority than the mole. How many of my brothers and sisters will understand the real context of all these things? For if man does not discern the covenant, how shall he find total forgiveness and agreement with the Most High? Now, brothers and sisters, let the Most High reveal His exceeding righteousness. No human conscience can attain to such righteousness on its own. Isaiah 44 says, their imagination is dull and they cannot deliver themselves. It says Messiah would have to bring again righteousness revealed. In Isaiah 56, it tells you who would restore that righteousness. In fact, it's sad. 45,000 denominations all claiming something different, and people haven't even known by and large to look for one for whom they should be awaiting, who would expose all the unrighteousness of their leaders, that one standard be raised, and Yah at last be pleased. Why? Because your leaders didn't want you to know the Messiah must expose all your leaders, proving that standards under unrighteousness, that unto Yah every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. No more misallegiances, my brothers, no more confusion. No more misrepresentation. This concept of an antichrist, we talked about a little bit earlier. Yeah, I want you to understand that could be easily considered one who, well, in Europe they talk about called pastors, vicars, substitutes. As if they could be a substitute righteousness. No. Absolutely not. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, if you understand the scriptures well, you are told that unless they seek the Messiah himself, who will reprove all, that all your leaders have in fact been against his righteous discretion, against the people ever discerning, truly, my brothers and sisters, what is the saving way of the one Most High? Because certainly, he said, your rights must exceed all the contentions of your leaders, or you have not known the peace of his gospel. And you're not entering into his rest, his peace. Only way, my brothers and sisters, any man discerns that righteousness, that peace, is by hearing directly a word from the Most High, seeking the Most High for all that is his will. Second Peter talked about being diligent for exceeding knowledge to make your election sure that the morning star, the one who judges according to all righteousness that the world would obscure, might become a reality in your heart, that you might be found true to him. So remember that the word of the Most High is your salvation. He said, beware lest any man then beguile you as you fall out of the ways of the wicked, perverting the meaning of the scriptures to fall from steadfastness. Well, my brothers and sisters, any time they told you that you could find salvation after something other than an absolute covenant from the Most High, they told you wrong. Revelation 7:2 talks about Messiah and calls him the angel from the rising sun, meaning the same thing as the king of the east, one who exposes all the unrighteous standards of all the nations, Revelation 16:12-21. Whereunto, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says unto him, all the diverse stars of the world be gathered, and he will rebuke them all, that Babylon, all this mass misrepresentation of this world, shall be no more. Why don't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, that they are this misrepresentation, especially since they didn't tell you about this? Scripture talks about a city from which Messiah shall appear, that he will reprove first, but the people will not listen. Zephaniah 2:15-3:13 is particularly handy, along with so much other scripture in discerning this. Shall they, my brothers and sisters, who hear the truth from you be called your saviors? Shall you think of them as saviors because you didn't know what was hid from you? Wow. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says the prayers of a righteous man avail much. Righteous means one who seeks all that is divine will. And I don't mean according to what seems wise to men, but who sees his righteousness, his center, what is good and evil, even his fullness from the Holy One of his salvation. I said deliverance from my brothers and from all the partial standards seem wise to men, unto the one standard, my brothers and sisters, the Most High sent forth from the beginning. Blessed are they who will discern, my brothers and sisters, the need to discern these things rightly. Hmm. And know what it is, my brothers, to petition the Most High. I said to petition the Most High. Wherever there might be something lacking in our thinking, it might be restored. Whatever has been forgotten, it might be remembered. And my brothers and sisters, wherever there might be perversion in our thinking, it be exposed. That in all things before the Most High, we might be counted again truly wise. No more pollutions among us. The discretion, my brothers and sisters, at last being made evident again in the world. Well, I want you to think about it. Isaiah 57:10, trusting after your rulers, you are weird in the multitude of your corrupt ways. What does this really mean? Men have become so devoted and misconceived, afraid to find the truth, afraid to discern the Most High as He is and not as men imagine Him. The human conscience, my brothers and sisters, has become grossly filled with misconception, disrespect and irreverence. And men have called it wise. Yet after none of this, my brothers and sisters, could the Most High be truly in all things pleased? Why should He be? What men have sought to be, to call wise, has not been His discretion. Not fully according to all that He desires. I want you to think about it. I want you to think about it, my brothers. I want you to consider. Cat's been away and rats have played. Not expecting, my brothers and sisters, something more than a mewing kitty cat. Be a full-grown roaring lion. Who before Him, my brothers and sisters, who reproves all injustice, who before Him should be able to stand? Scripture says all your leaders be running for cover, saying, hide from the face of the Lamb and Him who sits upon the throne. For the day of His wrath is coming, who should be able to stand? One standard, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says will expose all. Why don't your leaders tell you to expect this? Again, my brothers and sisters, these among the Scriptures, the Bible tells you in advance that your leaders will not speak. I want you to think about a couple of things. I want you to consider. The early church, the early believers, looked at the prophecies in advance that talked about Messiah's appearance. They knew in advance all the prophecies spoke what they did. That they would all be murdered. That they wouldn't be extant, alive, at the time the Messiah appears. They saw scriptures like Isaiah 41 going into 42, 59th chapter, Psalms 14, Psalm 53, 2nd Psalm. Most High looked upon the sons of men, see if there was anyone righteous, no, not one. They knew what would happen to the church. They knew they would be slaughtered. Many of them had a chance to examine Revelation 13 when it was finally written. Revelation 6 said the rest of their brethren would be slain. They knew it. How is it that my brothers and sisters, that after the Spirit of the Most High, men have not discerned that today, that they know what to look for, what to wait for, what to seek after, what to have faith in? And my brothers and sisters, what was it? It was hope. What does it say in Ephesians? Salvation is not after the works, the designs, the conceits of men. It is a gift, a revelation come from the Most High. It must be His workmanship. It says, after the spirit of the false doctrine of this air, this worldly matrix, there's no salvation. He says, if you're strangers to the commonwealth of Israel and the covenants of the promise, you're without hope, without Yah in the world. Well, guess what? Has Israel discerned, my brothers and sisters, what would be its commonwealth? Its common understanding, a common agreement, Oh, Isaiah 44:20 says our people, even the world, our brothers and sisters, become wearied in their discretion. Imaginations dull, cannot deliver themselves, cannot see beyond all that has divided them. The Most High City will send a Savior, one to establish a city for his people upon a pure foundation. And most of my brothers and sisters have no clue as to who that is. It speaks of it, Isaiah 44, in its right context. Who it is that has the title King of the East? Same title, Scripture says, Messiah has it, Revelation 16:12. Who is called the Morning Star? Who is called King of Kings? Scripture says he comes a second time to regather his people as he did before in Isaiah 11. Out of the tribe of Judah to regather his people before. Moses was out of the tribe of Levi, so we have to understand, my brothers and sisters. Oh, there's a need to understand, my brothers and sisters. There's a need to understand. Who the three wise men? They called them three wise men. That means there were three of them. That's what people say. One fine evidence for sin, three wise men. That's tradition. Who was it they were looking for, the wise men who came from the East? Those who know the truth, my brothers and sisters, know they were looking for one who had been their king before. Like I said, the East had undergone a monotheist revolution some 600 years before the birth of Messiah Yeshua 2,000 years ago. We've talked about scriptures, and the scriptures where he said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, strength. Who is that the scripture says would restore the strength of his people, a wearied people, by a multitude who have been wearied and weakened in their resolve and discretion, by a multitude of false rulers? At Isaiah 41, that all should be silent before him, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Who? Have men discerned who Messiah was saying that he is? Our brothers and sisters, the kind of truth that Rome sought to destroy was the truth they felt was a threat to their national security. Messiah said in advance to the early believers, talking about those among the nations who were called the rulers, said they will kill you and you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. How about for the sake of the gospel of the kingdom? It means, my brothers and sisters, they would seek to utterly pervert and destroy the righteous expectation the Most High intended. And my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says, yea, truth is hid, how many understand and consider, my brothers and sisters, what truth that is, that by and large your leaders today would dare not tell? Only real prayer of faith today, my brothers and sisters, knowing that a multitude of varying ideas cannot possibly be wise, is a prayer, my brothers and sisters, that mankind again discerns what is for the Most High a standard. A viable understanding, my brothers and sisters, by which to overcome this deceitful matrix of illusion, false righteousness that is in this world. To seek, my brothers and sisters, the full maturation of him whom the Most High said he would send, saying, on the body of my mothers he made mention of my name to bring his people back to him. Saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I'm not turned back to rebellious ways. Serious need to read Isaiah 48 through 49 through 50 through 51. The Most High said in Isaiah 48, he would not give his name or his glory to a people unrefined. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, to lift the standard that men discern by him beyond all those who have been enemies against the mature maturation and oneness of a people? Folks more concerned, my brothers and sisters, about pulpits and thrones and that with which the Most High can indeed absolutely and surely be pleased. I want you to understand that the enemies are not merely those who resist or hate the truth, my brothers and sisters, but those who show less than a great love for the fullness of it, who seek therefore still to establish their own standards, who defy the Shema, who seek, my brothers and sisters, according to what is complicit, that they themselves be exalted and not the Most High One. There's no stability unto the Holy Kingdom after such misconceits, after the disease of double-mindedness. We're told of scattered among the nations that faith must still bring forth the perfect work unto the will of one. So if we lack that discretion, we must ask him. They say, if any man be double-minded, in other words, have other interests, something distracting him from seeking the whole and the fullness of the divine will, let him not think he receive anything, certainly not the blessing of the Most High. So what does it mean when we say wearied? So beguiled by a multitude of diverse standards, people hadn't realized the need to seek an exacting. As if the Most High were not holy, as if he were not one, as if he would be pleased with an indiscriminate presumption as to who and what all he is. My brothers and sisters, such thinking has wrought a grossly indiscriminate mind without a reference point after which the Most High might be revered. This, my brothers and sisters, the Most High cannot be pleased with. Man has been beleaguered on every front by a multitude of diverse and contentious misrepresentations, grown quite insane, unwilling to accept the truth. That's the clinical definition of insanity. Seeking comfort in an irreality, an illusion, refusing in a world plagued with idolatries, refusing to fully acknowledge just how important it is, again, to seek the Most High, to gain and preserve, my brothers and sisters, discerning knowledge of the truth. Man, oftentimes having no power to deliver himself, has sought salvation according to what presumptuously seems wise after his own designs. I can tell you there's no salvation, no firmity, no stability in it. For all who should be waiting, the scripture says, he for whom you are waiting, the Lord whom you seek, they await for him to renew their strength. There would be no need to say this, my brothers and sisters, what people had today was strength. No need to say this, my brothers and sisters, what people had today was a covenant. No need to say this, my brothers and sisters, if we had become, after a multitude of what? Diverse kings in diaspora? Again, a strong people? Most High obviously had to bring his people back from the midst of all these. And the scriptures already tell you who, my brothers and sisters, would set up that standard. Or who would be that standard? We talked the other day about how the scripture says he would set up an ensign to the nation. Same word for standard. Isaiah 59 says he sets up a standard and expose all the rulers. He said he would lift his hand to the Gentiles, set his standard to the nation, and those who put their trust in him should not be ashamed. My brothers and sisters, Most High wants to establish, I hope you understand what I'm saying this. According to Malachi, what does the Most High really want to do? He wants to restore the magic of the relationship, if you want to put it that way. I want you to understand. In a world unstable and indiscriminate, can he truly bring to bear unto a people indiscriminate who would twist out so many times out of context and use outside of context abusively so many of the blessings the Most High would give? He said, prove me now herewith. I'm talking about to a people who would return to his commandments. I said his instructions. And believe me, everybody's interpretation of the scripture is not his instructions. He said, prove me now herewith if I will not open to you the windows of heaven. You should until you say that it is enough. He said, in that day, my brothers and sisters, he said, before you even ask, read Hosea in the second chapter, Isaiah in the 65th. The Most High wants it to be is that his people worship him in truth, that the time would come that he'd prove himself for all the love he desired for his people, to prove that it is his will that is ultimately to be our trust. So before you even ask, the heavens shall answer, Israel. And my brothers and sisters, I want you to think about it, what that means. Most High shall prove himself true to all his word. But that's at a time, my brothers and sisters, when the people have discerned this word to cooperate together as one. This is what he said he would be his blessing. Not to, I think it's somewhat imbalanced if people look at that merely unto themselves. Because, quite frankly, the Most High already told us the only offering with which he'll be pleased is that we as a people, as one, are made true to him. The letters were not written as much individuals, my brothers and sisters, but to all those who would awaken in the last days, to the rallying cry for restoration. The Most High did not say that the offering unto him was after merely, my brothers and sisters, just one awakening, but of people being brought true to him, that would function cooperatively together through all the Most High from his conscience has decreed. There's a reward, my brothers and sisters, for seeking the Most High according to all that is his will. Those who have enough foundation will be able to move much more swiftly and follow the Lamb wherever he would lead than those, my brothers and sisters, who need to be entirely reoriented, or let's just say oriented, who had no orientation at all. How many of them, my brothers and sisters, will understand what the scripture means, that they who wait for him should renew their strength? Why be watchful to be able to stand before the Son of Man? In every case, my brothers and sisters, men should seek the truth beyond your leaders.
90 seconds.
Scripture says, how can they call upon him whom they have not heard? All who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. How shall they be forgiven and made converted unto his name? That they might be converted and therefore forgiven if they've never heard his testimony. You were warned. Many have the law but have not sought about faith, knowing the Most High is going to exalt only one standard, to establish one standard at which his people might be one. Said all have not heard the speech of God. So Hebrews 10:17 really says faith comes by hearing a direct word from the Most High. I'm telling you now, brothers and sisters, there's much to be said about this. Looking at the clock, it appears that I have just a very short time left, maybe only 40-something odd seconds, to elaborate any further. But I've given something to be thought about as a synopsis on some of the things spoken in the last couple of days and some of the things I still want to talk about. The Most High wants to make it plain that until all men trust him, it is a threat against the stability of the kingdom. He must prove then every unstable standard, my brothers and sisters, not to be viable. For man must overcome what is in the time. For man began to trust in another and believe he still would be blessed and only wound up robbed. Till we speak up again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Yes, I do. I thank the Most High again for all you that he is compelled to listen. It's time to discern, my brothers and sisters, him for whom you should be waiting, that when he appears, you miss him not.